We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone, ready to dive deep into SpaceX? We've got tons of info on them, articles, missions, even Elon Musk's vision for the future of space travel.
They're really shaking things up, aren't they? SpaceX started back in 2002.
I mean, I remember when they first came on the scene.
Right, with this goal to like revolutionize space travel and make it affordable.
Kind of crazy to think how far they've come.
Yeah, and they're not just launching satellites anymore.
Nope.
They're going for things like Starship and Starlink pushing the boundaries.
It's like those sci-fi movies where rockets land back on Earth.
Exactly.
And they're making it a reality. SpaceX is all about these reusable rockets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a lot more to it than just that, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Before SpaceX, rockets were single-use, basically. Imagine airplanes being thrown away after each flight.
Wow, that's a crazy thought.
It made space travel ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
Then SpaceX came in with their reusable Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy rockets.
Game changer, huh?
Completely. It changed the economics of space travel and opened it up to way more than just governments.
So it's not just about the spectacle, it's about access.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about that Falcon 9. It seems like that's what really put them on the map.
It's their workhorse, you could say.
Like their bread and butter.
Yeah, a two-stage rocket where the first stage actually lands vertically after separating.
I've seen videos. It's mind-blowing.
And they're incredibly good at it, too.
Really?
Out of, I think, over 200 Falcon 9 launches, a ton of those first stages have come back to Earth, good to go for another flight.
So they're basically recycling rockets now. That's amazing.
It is.
Didn't they also have a big win with human spaceflight? Like bringing it back to U.S. soil?
Yes. In 2015, they had that first successful landing of a Falcon 9 first stage.
Right.
That set the stage for everything else.
Yeah.
And yeah, about human spaceflight from the U.S. After the space shuttle program ended, NASA had to rely on Russia.
Oh, yeah, to get to the International Space Station.
Right. But then SpaceX developed Crew Dragon.
The capsule for humans.
Yes. Launched on a Falcon 9 in 2020, brought those launches back to America.
Yeah. This has been a huge moment for them. Okay, now for the big one, the Falcon Heavy.
Oh, yeah?
Three Falcon 9 cores strapped together. The most powerful rocket we've got right now.
Uh-huh.
What can this thing launch?
It can lift almost 64 metric tons to low Earth orbit. Like launching three school buses into space.
Seriously?
Yeah. Perfect for heavy satellites or deep space missions.
That's got to be where that image came from, with the two side boosters landing at the same time.
You got it. The Falcon Heavy launch.
Pure SpaceX showmanship.
Definitely captured everyone's attention. But, you know, SpaceX, they're always looking ahead to what's next.
And that brings us to Starship. This is the one that's going to take us to Mars, right?
That's the plan.
And beyond. This is getting into serious science fiction territory now.
Starship is designed for full reusability, both the booster and the spacecraft.
So, like, imagine flying a plane, landing it, refueling, and flying again without throwing anything away.
Exactly. That's what they're aiming for with Starship. It would make space travel so much cheaper and open up a whole new world of possibilities.
I can see why they're shooting for the stars. Pun intended.
Uh-huh.
But I imagine there are some massive challenges to overcome before
right.
Starship is ready for Mars.
Oh, there are. Things like developing thermal protection for when it comes back into the atmosphere, making sure it can be used over and over again quickly, and of course, sticking those landings.
Sounds super complicated.
It is.
I did read, though, that NASA is already considering Starship for their Artemis program, the one that's supposed to get us back on the moon.
That's right. They've chosen it to be a lunar lander for Artemis. Shows a lot of faith in what SpaceX can do.
Wow. Okay, before we get lost in dreams of Mars, let's talk about the Dragon capsules.
Okay.
These were taking cargo and astronauts to the International Space Station way before Starship was even a thing.
Yeah, SpaceX has always been about pushing boundaries, but they've also been practical.
Right.
Those Dragon capsules were a big stepping stone. The first one, Dragon 1, was for uncrewed cargo missions to the ISS, made history in 2012, as the first private spacecraft to dock with the space station.
So they were breaking barriers even before they were launching people.
They were.
Then what happened?
Well, they developed Dragon 2, also called Crew Dragon, specifically designed for human spaceflight.
And that was that big moment in 2020, right?
Yeah.
When SpaceX launched American astronauts from American soil for the first time since the space shuttle.
That's the one.
I remember watching that launch. What a moment. Okay, so we've talked about reusable rockets, human spaceflight now. Let's move on to something a little different, something that could impact our everyday lives a bit more directly. Starlink.
Okay.
I've heard a lot about it, but can you explain it simply?
Imagine having really fast internet anywhere on Earth. That's Starlink.
Okay.
It's a bunch of small satellites in low Earth orbit, all working together to beam internet access all over the globe.
So even if you're in the middle of nowhere, you can still be streaming movies and checking email.
Exactly. It has the potential to bridge the digital divide, connect remote areas, provide internet after natural disasters.
That's incredible. It could open up so many opportunities for people. But I've also heard some concerns about Starlink. Things like space debris and disruptions to astronomical observations. Are those valid concerns?
There are valid concerns. Having so many satellites up there does increase the chances of collisions and creating more space debris.
Right.
And that debris could pose a threat to future missions and even to satellites that we rely on here on Earth for things like communication and navigation.
So it's like we risk creating our own space junkyard.
It's something to think about. And astronomers are also worried about the impact of all those satellites on their observations of the night sky.
It's understandable. So are the risks outweighing the benefits of Starlink?
It's a complicated question. SpaceX is aware of these concerns, and they're working on solutions.
Like what?
Equipping their satellites with collision avoidance systems and things to deorbit them to minimize the debris risk. They're also using darker, less reflective materials to reduce light pollution.
Oh, interesting.
And they're collaborating with scientists to find ways to lessen the impact on astronomical observations.
So they're trying to be responsible about it. Okay, we've covered so much already. Rockets, human spaceflight, internet from space. And we're just getting started. What else should we talk about?
Well, we haven't even touched on SpaceX's most ambitious goal yet, Mars colonization.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They don't just want to launch things into space. They want to build a city on Mars.
Exactly.
Now, that's thinking big. But Mars,
mm-hmm.
That's a whole other level of challenges, isn't it? We're talking about another planet.
It is.
Let's talk about that after a quick break. Okay, so we were talking about building a city on Mars. That's seriously ambitious. Why Mars, though? Why not, like, start with a moon base or aim for a different planet?
Well, Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX, you know, he believes that becoming a multiplanetary species is super important for humanity's survival in the long run.
I can see that.
And he sees Mars as the best option.
Really? Why Mars?
It has water ice, which we can use for drinking water, making oxygen, even making rocket fuel. It also has a day-night cycle similar to Earth's.
Huh. Interesting. So there are some similarities to Earth, but isn't Mars still a pretty harsh environment?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The atmosphere is super thin. There's radiation, extreme temperatures. How could humans actually live there?
There are a ton of challenges, but SpaceX is coming up with some really innovative solutions.
Such as?
For protection from radiation, they're looking at ways to use the Martian soil itself as shielding.
Makes sense.
And for habitats, they're thinking about inflatable structures.
Like bouncy houses.
Kind of. They can be transported more easily and then inflated on the surface.
That's smart.
Yeah.
But what about food? We can't ship groceries to a whole Martian city.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest challenges. They're looking into growing crops right there on Mars.
How?
Using techniques like hydroponics or aeroponics. They'll also need to figure out how to recycle waste air and water.
Like a completely self-sustaining system.
Exactly. It's a huge undertaking, but the potential rewards are huge too.
Just imagine being one of the first people to live on Mars, building a new society from scratch. It's mind-blowing. What would that even look like? What kind of government would they have? How would their culture develop?
Those are amazing questions. And they're not just for science fiction writers anymore.
I guess not.
Philosophers and social scientists are already thinking about these things.
Wow.
Building a new civilization on Mars raises so many questions about governance, culture, ethics. It's uncharted territory, not just for space exploration, but for human history.
It's almost too much to think about. But going back to what you said about using Martian resources, if SpaceX can figure out how to live sustainably on Mars, wouldn't those technologies be helpful back here on Earth too?
You're exactly right. The innovations needed for Mars colonization could have a huge impact here at home.
In what way?
Think about the advancements in sustainable energy, closed loop systems, resource management. Those could be used to tackle problems like climate change and resource scarcity here on Earth.
So these Martian dreams could help us solve problems here.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And what about scientific discoveries? We could learn so much from Mars.
Absolutely. Mars has a ton of geological and biological information that could totally change our understanding of the solar system.
Maybe even the origins of life itself.
Exactly. What if we find evidence of past or present life on Mars? That would be huge.
It would change everything.
Yeah.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit and talk about Starlink. Mars colonization is a long way off, but Starlink is already making a difference in people's lives today.
Yeah, being able to provide high-speed internet to remote and underserved areas is a game changer.
How so?
It connects people to education, healthcare, economic opportunities, things they might not have ever had access to before.
I read about a school in a rural community using Starlink to get online learning platforms, and doctors in remote villages using it for telemedicine.
That's amazing. And Starlink is also becoming super important in disaster relief.
Really?
When traditional communication networks go down after a natural disaster, Starlink can step in and provide crucial communication and internet access.
Wow, so it can help with rescue and recovery efforts.
Well, exactly.
But we talked earlier about the concerns about space debris and the impact on astronomical observations.
Yeah.
How's SpaceX handling those issues?
They're actively working on solutions. Their satellites have collision avoidance systems and deorbiting mechanisms to minimize the risk of collisions and debris. They're also working with astronomers to reduce disruptions to observations.
Yeah.
Using darker materials on their satellites to reduce reflectivity and sharing data to help astronomers plan their observations.
Sounds like they're trying to find that balance between the benefits and the risks.
Yes.
It seems like SpaceX has really shaken up the space industry with their innovative approach. What's been the impact of their focus on reusability and cost reduction?
Their impact has been huge. They've totally disrupted the aerospace industry. Before, SpaceX space travel was incredibly expensive.
Right. It was mostly just governments and big companies.
Exactly. But SpaceX's focus on reusable rockets and streamlining processes has made space travel more affordable.
Making it accessible to more people and organizations.
Exactly. It's opened up a whole new world of possibilities. And now other companies are following their lead.
Like who?
Companies like Blue Origin and Rocket Lab. They're also developing reusable rockets and competing on price and performance.
So SpaceX is kind of driving the evolution of the space industry, making it more innovative and competitive.
They are. They're inspiring a new generation of scientists, engineers, and dreamers. Who knows what amazing discoveries and breakthroughs are coming next, thanks in part to SpaceX.
It's such an exciting time for space exploration. Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with a question to think about. Given the speed of innovation we're seeing, what do you think the next big breakthrough in space travel will be?
And how might it change our lives here on Earth? We'll be back soon to explore some of the ethical considerations and potential challenges as we go further into space.
Stay tuned. All right, we're back. We've talked about SpaceX's amazing technology, their big goals, even their dream of Mars. But now I think it's time to get into some of the bigger questions that their work brings up. You know, it's easy to get caught up in all the excitement.
It is.
But we also need to think about the implications, the good and the bad of pushing so far out into space.
Absolutely. The ethics of space exploration is a huge conversation we need to be having, especially as companies like SpaceX make space more and more accessible.
Exactly. So where do we even start? What are some of the ethical concerns with all of this innovation?
Well, one of the biggest ones is the impact on space itself. You know, with more and more satellites going up, the risk of space debris just keeps increasing.
Right.
And that debris is dangerous. It could cause problems for future missions and even for satellites that we use here on Earth for communication and navigation.
It's like we're creating our own space junkyard.
Yeah, it's a real concern. It makes you wonder about how sustainable all of this space exploration really is in the long run.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the question of who actually benefits from all this space stuff. You know, the exploration and the commercialization of it.
Right.
Is it just going to be for the super rich and big corporations? Or will everyone benefit?
It's a good question. We're already seeing this with space tourism.
Yeah.
The ticket to orbit is still way too expensive for most people. Makes you wonder if the future of space is only going to be for a select few.
Yeah, it's a worry. And even with something like Starlink, which could be so amazing, it could also end up making inequality worse if we're not careful.
It could.
It all comes down to making the right choices about how we develop and use these incredible technologies. You know, one ethical question that really gets me thinking is the possibility of finding alien life. What happens if SpaceX or someone else discovers life on Mars? or even intelligent life out there in the universe?
That's a question that people have been thinking about forever. Scientists, philosophers, everyone. And now it's becoming more and more real.
It is.
How would we interact with aliens? Would we treat them as equals? Would we even try to talk to them? Or would we see them as a threat?
It's like something straight out of a movie. But it's something we need to seriously think about.
We do.
And it's not just about how we treat alien life. It's also about protecting the environments of other planets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if there are delicate ecosystems out there?
Exactly. It's a big responsibility. You know, thinking about our role as explorers and the consequences of what we do.
It's a lot to consider. But with all these ethical questions, we also have to remember that space exploration can do a lot of good, too.
Oh, definitely.
Think about all the scientific discoveries, the advancements in technology, and the potential for countries to work together.
Right. Space exploration has always pushed us to be more creative and innovative. And it's led to so many advancements in fields like medicine, communication, new materials.
Good ad.
And as space becomes more accessible, who knows what kind of economic growth and new jobs we'll see.
Plus, it's just inspiring. Mm-hmm. Seeing companies like SpaceX do these incredible things reminds us of what's possible when we aim high.
Exactly. And when we look up at the stars, it reminds us that we're all part of something much bigger than ourselves. Space exploration can really bring people together, inspire us to work together to solve the big challenges facing humanity.
Both here on Earth and as we explore the universe. Well, there you have it. Your deep dive into SpaceX. We've explored their incredible technology, their amazing goals, even the ethical challenges they're facing. Hopefully you're leaving this deep dive feeling informed and maybe even a little bit inspired.
It's been a fantastic journey, and this is really just the beginning. Who knows what amazing discoveries and advancements are waiting for us out there?
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. And until next time, keep looking up at the stars and keep asking questions.